Hare Krishna.
Under this banyan tree, on the bank of the holy river Ganga, one of the great pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead was enacted. In fact, to commemorate this pastime on our Vaishnav calendar, there is a festival every year. And in most festivals throughout the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Gaudiya Mats, and other Gaudiya Vaishnav lines, this festival is celebrated with great joy. It is called the Chitta Dahi Utsav. Generally, on our Vaishnav calendar, we find the appearance or disappearance days of the Lord or His devotees. This sounds a bit peculiar for those who are not confidentially understanding the intricacies of our sampradaya. The festival of chipped rice and yogurt. Chipped rice is perhaps the cheapest food you can get. What kind of feast do you have with chipped rice? Chipped rice is what you give beggars. I remember when I was a beggar living in the role of a sadhu, Himalayas, I was taught this is how you can go into the forest and live for weeks at a time without depending on anyone. You go to marketplace and beg for chipped rice. Everyone will give you chipped rice. If you go to a shopkeeper, that's the cheapest food they have is chipped rice, chitta. And you just collect enough to fill a gumsha, about this much, then you go to the forest. You can stay 1-2 months, find a little water, mix it, eat a handful a day, and your food problems are solved. For any of you who are interested in such a lifestyle, this is very important information. Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of Govardhan Majumdar, nephew of Hiranya. Generally on our Vaishnav calendar, we find the appearance or disappearance days of the Lord or His devotees. This sounds a bit peculiar for those who are not confidentially understanding the intricacies of our sampradaya. The festival of chipped rice and yogurt. Chipped rice is perhaps the cheapest food you can get. What kind of feast do you have with chipped rice? Chipped rice is what you give beggars. I remember when I was a beggar living in the role of a sadhu, Himalayas, I was taught this is how you can go into the forest and live for weeks at a time without depending on anyone. You go to marketplace and beg for chipped rice. Everyone will give you chipped rice. If you go to a shopkeeper, that's the cheapest food they have is chipped rice, chitta. And you just collect enough to fill a gumsha, about this much, then you go to the forest. You can stay 1-2 months, find a little water, mix it, eat a handful a day, and your food problems are solved. For any of you who are interested in such a lifestyle, this is very important information. Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of Govardhan Majumdar, nephew of Hiranya, very wealthy people. They were so powerful, so influential. They were like the kings of Saptagram, maintaining the pundits and the learned Brahmins of Nadia and so many other parts of Bengal. They were devotees, devotees of Lord Chaitanya. However, they had many material conceptions mixed with their devotional service. And their son, Raghunath Das, he had no inclination toward anything except renunciation and total absorption in Krishna consciousness. Real renunciation is not giving up eating, sleeping, and all wealth. Real renunciation is giving up the false ego and constantly hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord for the pleasure of the Lord. That is renunciation. So it was his aim to leave the world behind with all of its enjoyments and simply absorb himself in service. For that matter, he went to Shantipur to meet Advaitacharya just after, at the house of Advaitacharya, to meet Lord Chaitanya after he took sannyas. There within his heart, he was committed and determined, I'm going to go to Puri and I'm going to be a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But his parents did not like this idea, so they stopped him in every possible way. In fact, they were trapping him, capturing him. They have 11 guards, 24 hours a day watching him. And every time he'd run away, they'd bring him back. But then he went to see Lord Chaitanya again in Shantipur during one of his journeys to Vrindavan. There Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, do not act like a crazy man. You just perform your duties in such a way that your relatives feel that you're completely attached to the comforts of material life. And when, be patient. When Krishna's mercy comes, then you will escape. You will be released from material bondage. So he was playing that role for some time. During this era, Raghunath Das Goswami heard the news that Sri Nityananda Prabhu with his glorious associates were in Panihati, which is actually not very far from Shaktigarh. So he came here with the permission of his parents, with his guards and servants. He came to this very place where all of us are sitting, on the bank of the river Ganga. Under this banyan tree that you are looking at today, on a raised platform, Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu was sitting with his associates. Raghunath Das Goswami from a distance offered his obeisances. He felt that he was too contaminated and unqualified to come close to the Lord. One of the servants of Lord Nityananda Prabhu brought to his attention, there is Raghunath Das. He's offering obeisances from a distance. Sitting under this tree, Nityananda Prabhu spoke, Raghunath, why are you keeping distance from me? You come here now. Raghunath Das felt so humble. He did not come. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu personally captured him and placed his lotus feet on Raghunath's head. Raghunath Das, keeping distance, hiding, that is the way of a thief. Thus I declare you are a thief and therefore I have captured you, and I will punish you. Your punishment is, I want you to arrange for a feast of chitta dahi, chipped rice and yogurt, for all of my associates today. Raghunath smiled. He was very pleased. Such a wonderful opportunity to serve the Lord and his devotees. Immediately he went into the village, Panihati, and bought big storage of chipped rice and yogurt, and he was buying so many wonderful things to put in it, to prepare, to offer to the devotees. Then he went to the other surrounding villages and literally bought practically the entire stock of whatever he had. And he had these big, big clay pots. And he took all the chipped rice and soaked it in hot milk. Then he divided it in half. Half, he mixed the chipped rice with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half, he mixed with condensed milk and camphor, ghee, sugar, and a special, very delicious banana called champakala. When everything was prepared, Lord Nityananda Prabhu sat just here. They brought pots of chitta dahi. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was so pleased. Pretty soon, so many people were learning about this special feast that Lord Nityananda Prabhu was presiding over. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people were coming. The whole platform was covered with people. Then the area of land below the platform was covered with people. Soon the bank of the Ganges was covered with people. Soon there was no more place in the bank of the Ganges, so people were standing in the Ganges. And each of them had two clay pots. One with the chipped rice with yogurt, bananas and sugar, and the other was chipped rice soaking in condensed milk, bananas, sugar, ghee, and camphor. Hare Krishna. They all had their two little pots of chipped rice soaking. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was so pleased to see this fun. He was so happy that sitting under this banyan tree, he sat in meditation and called for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to enjoy this festival. Nityananda Prabhu, his whole life, his soul, his everything was simply the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This wonderful, joyous feast on the bank of the river, how could he participate without offering everything to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So by the strength of his devotion, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu personally appeared. Nityananda Prabhu, knowing he would come, before he meditated, he offered a seat and all the arrangements for the Lord to eat. Then he meditated and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared from Jagannath Puri to participate in this festival. Some people could not see it, but those who were very fortunate, they could see the Lord. At this time, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they were so happy. Such a joyous occasion. They went to wherever the people were sitting, and from each and every pot, Lord Nityananda Prabhu would take a portion of the chipped rice and put it in the mouth of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya would take a portion of the chipped rice from each and every pot and put it with his hand in the mouth of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. In this day, they were happily roaming through all of the devotees. Then they came back and sat down and began to take prasad. They told everybody, now everyone enjoy this Chiradahi Utsav chanting Hari Hari! Devotees happily began to eat this prasad. And as they were eating, they were all chanting, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
While this joyous Utsav was taking place, Raghava Pandit came from his house. He was very astounded to see this festival. He had already prepared prasad for lunch for Lord Nityananda Prabhu at his home. He said, all the offerings have been brought before the deities, and we have prepared a whole feast for you, and we're waiting for you, and now we see you under this banyan tree eating chiradahi. He was saying it in a very loving way. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, I am a cowherd boy, and along with my cowherd boy friends, we always are very happy to have the opportunity to have a picnic on the bank of the river. It was actually a transcendental reenactment of Krishna and Balaram taking prasad on bank of Jamuna with their gopas in the forest of Vrindavan. The devotees prepared everything for Raghunath Das by giving him two pots, but he said, no, I will not take now, I will serve. And Raghava Pandit, he went and brought all of his wonderful feast to give to Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and distribute the devotees. Nityananda Prabhu told him, tonight I will have dinner at your house, along with kirtan of the holy names. This whole area was covered with transcendental devotees enjoying chipped rice and yogurt. Very simple food. However, what brings real enjoyment is not what the senses experience. What brings actual enjoyment is the condition of your heart. We know Raghunath Das Goswami, he was eating that rejected rice from the cows of Puri. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate it, he said, it's the most delicious thing I've ever tasted. You can see something, you can hear something, but real enjoyment is not how it influences your senses. Real enjoyment is how something influences your heart. Chipped rice is a very simple food. However, if we eat it with faith, if we recognize how specially dear this is to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda on this occasion, then your heart will taste nectar. And this is how we should always try to honor prasad, not simply with our senses. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the senses are a network of paths leading to death. And sense gratification is the path of death. Our Vaishnava Shastras say, if one sees a devotee according to how that particular person's body may be, that's a great aparad. Rupa Goswami says, when a great Vaishnava, when he's suffering from some terrible disease, or when his skin is decomposed with some disease, they may be very horrible to look at. but it's like foaming bubbles on the Ganga. Very pure. Therefore, a devotee does not consider these things. What to speak of the color of one's skin, or one's caste or creed. It is jada buddhi. It is hellish mentality to see things that are spiritual and evaluate them on the basis of how they appear to our senses. So the simple feast of Chirandahi was such a glorious festival that even today, 500 years later, all over the world, people are celebrating it, and with tears in their eyes, they're eating Chirandahi. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu enjoyed eating this feast and watching all the devotees participating, they washed their hands, washed their mouths, all the devotees did the same. The remnants from the pots directly eaten by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were then given to Raghunath Das Goswami. But he didn't just go to a secluded place and eat every morsel of it. He just took one morsel himself from each pot and then distributed it to all his assistants. That evening at Raghava Pandit's house, Lord Nityananda Prabhu came. And what kind of a wonderful feast was there? We will discuss the subjects later on today. Hello. When Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti would cook, according to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, authority of the absolute truth, Srimati Radharani would personally enter into that home and cook through their hands. And by the blessing of Sri Durvasa Muni, anything she cooked would taste as sweet as nectar. Plus, you'd never get sick, and you'd never die if you ate what she ate, what she cooked. So Nityananda Prabhu took this wonderful prasad, and of course he invited Lord Chaitanya. After prasad, there was big kirtan. The Lord requested his devotees to chant. They started playing mridangas and playing karatals. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu danced. And for those who were fortunate enough to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared again in that kirtan to dance, the two brothers, Nithai Gauranga, were dancing in transcendental ecstasy here in Panihati. The kirtan went on throughout a major portion of the evening, the night. In the end, again Raghava Pandit brought the remnants of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami. The next morning, Raghunath Das Goswami came here. He saw Sri Nityananda Prabhu sitting in the same place on the platform under the banyan tree with his associates. Raghunath Das Goswami prostrated himself at his lotus feet, begged for a benediction. He said, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, I am most fallen, most sinful, bound up like a prisoner in material life. Please, I beg of you, with your blessing, release me from the bondage of material attachments and let me take shelter wholeheartedly of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have tried in so many ways to escape, but in every time I am captured and brought back. But no one can approach Lord Chaitanya without first getting your mercy. Without your mercy, Nityananda Prabhu, the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet is not possible. Therefore, please, I beg for you the mercy that I can take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. He spoke so sincerely. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was so pleased. He looked toward all the devotees. Just see the quality of Raghunath Das's devotion. He's like a king. Such immense wealth. Beautiful, chaste, faithful wife. Power, influence. It is all at his disposal. But yet he doesn't care anything for any of it. Just as Bharat Maharaj left his entire kingdom and entered into the forest without even looking back. This is the mood of Raghunath Das. His only aim in life is shelter at the lotus feet of our Lord. Therefore, all of you assembled Vaishnavas, bestow your heartfelt blessings upon Raghunath Das. With Lord Nityananda Prabhu's inspiration, they all began showering their blessings on Raghunath Das. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu placed his lotus feet on Raghunath Das's head. He said, "I bless you that you will very soon be released from the bondage of all material attachments. You will go to Puri. There, Lord Chaitanya, he will personally entrust you under the care of his personal secretary, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. And you will be a confidential associate of Lord Chaitanya. In Puri, you will achieve complete shelter at his lotus feet." Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Raghunath Das, in the ecstasy of love, offered his heart through his obeisances to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Then he gave a donation to Raghava Pandit. To the treasurer of Nityananda Prabhu, he gave a sum of wealth and told him, "After I leave, give this to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, but not before." And then he made out a whole calculated draft of, besides the Nityananda Prabhu himself, all his servants, assistants, and all the other devotees assembled, how according to their means they would all get a nice donation of charity. Sri Raghava Pandit assured Raghunath Das Goswami that because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu personally came here to taste your prasad, your offering, you will certainly be delivered. Soon after that, Raghunath Das Goswami escaped and went to Puri. But from that day on, Panihati has been a great place of pilgrimage. Especially sitting under this tree on the bank of the Ganges. such a pleasurable experience for all of us to meditate on the joyful pastimes of the Lord. And so much more pleasurable to sit on the bank of the Ganges under this tree, honoring Chida Dahi, that has been offered to Sri Gaur Nitai by the kind, gracious devotion of our dear friend Chaitanya Das Prabhu and his wife Malini Devi Mataji. They have arranged for Chida Dahi Utsav for 1,000 people today. However, two-thirds of us have gone to Hora Railway Station due to broken axles and springs and punctured tires. Therefore, there is twice as much Chida and Dahi for all of us today. No shortage. Chaitanya Das Prabhu, 1 second. Chaitanya Das Prabhu and Malini Mataji have worked for days to arrange this utsav. And they really went beyond Chaitanya Charitamrita in their preparation of Chida Dahi. They wanted me to come early to help mix it up. So I was mixing, and there must be 30 ingredients. Very costly ingredients added to the basics. And they worked very, very hard. They were here since about 6 in the morning, making all arrangements for all of us. Let us offer our great thankfulness to Chaitanya Prabhu and Malini Mataji by loudly chanting Hare Krishna. Mukunda Das Prabhu and the devotees from the Salt Lake Center also helped a lot. Let us offer our thankfulness to them.
Hare Krishna, I'm really very happy that all of you came over here, because but the arrangement was for 1,200 people, but I think only 350 or 400 people are here. But I was expecting all of you at 9:30, because I thought that when Maharaj will mix up everything, that all of you will be there. But only we few people were there. So next time you should come earlier so that we can enjoy the things very nicely. And now Maharaj will tell you.
Things got mixed up. More things than we planned for. What? Just now? The schedule is, now we will perform the ceremony of offering Chida Dahi to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Then everyone will honor Chida Dahi Utsav. You can take 4 times more than normal. They made for 1,200 and there's 400 of you. You will not have another opportunity like this to take Chida Dahi in Panihati, maybe for the rest of your life, but at least for many years. So you should honor Prasad to your full satisfaction. And after the feast, we will go to the house of Raghava Pandit for kirtan, and we will discuss the transcendental pastimes of that holy place. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki Jai. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki Jai. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki Jai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki Jai. Shri Pani Hati Gram ki Jai. Shri Chira Dahi Utsav ki Jai. Srila Prabhupad ki Jai. Gau Vibhanandi.